Jesus rebuked them, rebuked his apostles, John and Joe and James, and went to another village. Note what the Alleluia verse says. I came, says the Son of Man, came to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. Came to serve. So he was not about to call fire upon this town that did not accept him. Of course, he is God, will not go against their free will. If they don't want him, fine, they're on their own. He just turns and goes to another town. In fact, that's what he would tell his disciples, if you're not accepted in a town, that's when he sent them out, just shake off the dust and go to another town. But he does not call down fire. He does not want to destroy. He still wants our souls, every one of us. But he leaves it to us. We have to look at ourselves when we see all the evil around us and we are immersed in it. We ask how frequently, we ask why. Is God there? Does he love us? Why? We have to look at ourselves and say, that's because of us. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not choosing him. You see? All of these people, it's the people who cause the evil. It's because they're not choosing him. They're not living the way he wants us to live. To show that we are choosing him, that we do love him. So we do not call down fire, but we seek also just an imitation of our Lord to serve. We have to show that we love him. That's what we must do. And that starts, of course, we must pray. And how we need to get down on our knees and pray every day, every one of us. Our Lady gave us the plan for peace at Fatima. Pray the rosary. She told the children that every day, every time she appeared to them, pray the rosary. The angel, when he appeared to them before Our Lady, the first time he appeared, he taught them some prayers. The second time he came, they were playing on the grass there. He said, what are you doing? Get down on your knees and pray. That's what he's telling us to do. That's what we're being told now. We must get down on our knees and pray. We must learn to know Christ. We must read scriptures. We must reflect. Read the catechism. We must get to know God so that we can love him. St. Jerome, whose memorial we celebrate today, tells us ignorance of scriptures is ignorance of Christ. We must learn. But we must learn it in a way that we know exactly who Christ is and what he wants of us. And we must do it. In fact, we are taught when we study theology, you do theology on your knees. We must pray. Let us get down on our knees every day. Let us pray the rosary every day. And we here at the chapel are going to start a program starting tomorrow for the month of October, which is the month of the rosary, where we will come together at 6 p.m. every evening and 7 p.m. on every evening, 6 o'clock on Sunday. And we'll pray the rosary together. And with the concluding benediction, we will pray. Let us do it together. Pray the rosary every day. On Friday, the Transitus of St. Francis will take its place. That will start at 6:30. But let us get down on our knees every day and pray. Praised be Jesus and Mary.